This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Madeline Brand. Susan Lori Parks is one of America's leading playwrights, only 42 years old. She was the first Black woman to win a Pulitzer Prize for drama for her play Top Dog, Underdog. A few years ago, Susan Lori Parks decided that she was going to write a play a day, every day, for a year. And the plays will be staged over the next year starting tonight. NPR's Netta Ulaby reports.
For the next 365 days, 365 plays by Susan Lori Parks will be performed as an enormous nationwide theater project. That includes some 700 theaters, from the country's most prestigious to tiny companies in far-flung communities. Susan Lori Parks says all are encouraged to be imaginative.
Oh, man, there's one group in Seattle. They're doing one of the weeks of the plays in an ice skating rink. There's a group in Chicago that's, we're going to do it all in the dark. There's another group that they're going to do them all in translation. I think they're going to translate them into Spanish or translate them into Tagalog.
Most of the plays don't take too long to perform, many just a few minutes. Parks says writing a play a day was a meditation on playwriting and a way to honor it.
It sounded like fun.
But writing a play every day, Parks admits, was not always fun.
Let's be real. There were so many days when I woke up, like day two, basically. No, day one was all like, woo-hoo-hoo, right? I'm going to write a play. It's going to be called Start Here. Here we go, you know. Day two was like, holy,
That first play, Start Here, is basically an internal conversation. It's like overhearing Parks convincing herself to undertake such a big and challenging project.
I'm afraid.
Good. At the start, there's always energy. Sometimes joy, sometimes fear.
Start Here was recently read by actors at Washington, D.C.'s Studio Theater.
By the end, you'll be so deep in the habit of continuing on, you'll pray that you'll never stop. Happens all the time. But don't take my word for it. Let's go, and you'll see for yourself. Get up. There you go. Breathe. Ah, okay. Come on.
Where to?
For me to know, and for you to find out. Come on, not to worry. Walk with me. Keep your feet moving. And with any luck, we'll get there.
We are the beginning of one of the most inclusive theatrical events that I have ever witnessed. In my 54 years in the theater.
Joy Zinneman is artistic director of the Studio Theater. She told her gathering of 11 actors, who included a Chinese opera singer and cast members of the TV show The Wire, that they would perform in a solidarity of sorts with 365 days, 365 plays, actors and audiences around the nation.
Which is an incredible thing to think about, that you guys are... You're not getting any money, but you're participating in something.
Every performance of 365 days, 365 plays will be free. The licensing costs to theaters have been kept low, to as little as a dollar, to ensure as many companies as possible can play, as Parks puts it. Critic Hilton Alls of The New Yorker magazine says the notion of play for Susan Lori Parks means constant innovation.
Some would say it's the middle part of her career, but I think that she's really just at the beginning. Like many great artists, they're always reinventing themselves and starting fresh, and I think she's starting fresh with this entire production.
Susan Lori Parks made her name writing fierce, funny plays about the complication and pain of people grotesquely caught in history. An African woman exhibited as a freak, or an African-American man in whiteface enacting Lincoln's assassination at a sideshow. Her next project is a musical based on the life of the singer Ray Charles. Netta Ulaby, NPR News.